Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo e-learning page. Don't forget that Echo membership would provide you with unlimited access to a whole range of other educational courses, as well as the entire content of the Echo e-library. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
I am Giovanni Maconi, member of the Echo Educational Committee, gastroenterologist, head of the ultrasonographic section of the gastrointestinal unit at Luigi Sacco University Hospital in Milan, Italy. This is a podcast on ultrasonography in IBD. Imaging in inflammatory bowel diseases plays a pivotal role in the primary diagnosis and the management and follow-up of patients with known IBD. Among all imaging procedures now available in clinical practice, intestinal ultrasound, thanks to the evolution of sonographic equipments and the growing expertise of examiners, has gained in recent years an increasing popularity and reputation in the assessment of the gastrointestinal tract. And this happens in several diseases like acute appendicitis, acute diverticulitis, but especially in IBD patients and Crohn's disease in particular. This is because intestinal ultrasound, compared with other imaging modalities, has the advantage to be non-invasive. It is cheap and rapidly available, in particular when the examiner are gastroenterologists dedicated to the care of IBD patients. In this case, intestinal ultrasound becomes the extension of physical examinations and, together with clinical evaluation and biochemical tests, speeds up the medical decision-making for our IBD patients. Frequently, someone asks me how intestinal ultrasound is performed and how to become an expert examiner. Intestinal ultrasound is, in practice, the same we usually perform for the liver, kidney, upper abdomen, and pelvis. The sonographic examination of the bowel of IBD patients require convex array probes with low resolution, the same used for examining the liver, and high-frequency array probes, which are the same used for the breast and thyroid. The former allows a more panoramic view of the abdomen, the bowel loops, and is able to explore also the deeper parts of the pelvis, while the high-resolution probe provides a detailed assessment of the bowel wall, including the thickening and mural changes. In this way, most of the colon and small bowel can be easily visualized. Only the rectum, the proximal small bowel, the proximal jejunum and duodenum, might sometimes be difficult to assess because of overlying structures and gas. On the other hand, ultrasonography has an advantage of high imaging view resolution at the bowel wall. In fact, ultrasound performed with high-resolution probe, even performed by a transabdominal approach, may provide details of the bowel wall like endosonography, detecting stratification and changes that reflects alteration in histopathology. Furthermore, the use of color Doppler and intravenous contrast agents allow the visualization of the vascularization of the bowel and surrounding mesenteric tissue, and the use of contrast agents, namely the PEG solution, may minimize the limitation of gas when necessary. Another advantage of ultrasound, in comparison to other cross-sectional imaging modalities, is the direct visualization of motility. While in the past, intestinal ultrasound has only been practiced by few radiologists and by some specialists in ultrasound, it is now performed by gastroenterologists and by IBD specialists themselves in more and more countries. Even if a learning curve is still not well-defined, educational programs on the use of intestinal ultrasound are now available. And depending on experience in general ultrasound, which may vary according to academic and teaching programs in different countries, it has been estimated that up to 200 bowel examinations in a population with high prevalence of IBD could be a good standard point to perform this technique. But like for every other diagnostic investigation, the expertise and skills depends on patient, dedication, and wishes to improve our skills day after day, forever. The use of intestinal ultrasound has several indications in IBD patients. It may be used to detect the presence of the disease, to assess extension and site, to detect stricturing and perforating complications, to monitor the patient during treatment, and also to assess a postoperative recurrence. Regarding the detection of IBD and Crohn's disease in particular, several meta-analyses have shown that the sonographic assessment of increased bowel wall thickness has very high sensitivity and specificity, usually greater than 90%, comparable to that of other imaging techniques. This has been well acknowledged by scientific international guidelines, including the ECHO guidelines. For this reason, intestinal ultrasound coupled with other non-invasive and cheap tests, for example fecal calprotectin, in young patients with low pretest probability of IBD, may be used as the first exam to exclude IBD and avoid or postpone invasive and costly procedure like colonoscopy or magnetic resonance imaging. Considering that most patients with Crohn's disease undergo at least one surgical operation during their life due to Crohn's disease complications like stenosis, fistulas, and abscesses, the possibility to detect earlier and monitor Crohn's disease complication is very useful. Intestinal ultrasound can assess all these complications with the same accuracy of computed tomography and magnetic resonance. This has been well documented by the scientific literature and also reported in the ECHO guidelines. The use of ultrasound very early at the onset of symptoms, even when the patient is still asymptomatic, might detect these complications, for example, small fistulas or fissures, or mild dilatation of small bowel, when these are still in an early phase, allowing us to promptly change our treatment. Likewise, in patients who had a recent surgical resection of the bowel, the possibility to detect or exclude an increased bowel wall thickening at the level of the anastomosis may suggest that the recurrence of Crohn's disease or otherwise exclude it, and properly tailoring the follow-up and the treatment. However, regarding this indication, as well as the monitoring and of medical treatments, more data are needed to confirm the usefulness of ultrasonography, and several studies are now ongoing. So, up to now, probably the best indication of intestinal ultrasound is the early assessment of patients with suspected IBD and the follow-up of patients with symptoms, but also those who are still asymptomatic but at high risk of complications. The easy and quick use of this technique, in particular when in gastroenterological hands, as well as its low cost and lack of invasiveness, allows us to detect early and objective signs of recurrence, I mean bowel wall thickening, and or IBD abdominal complications in early phases, even before these became symptomatic. This is well known to our IBD patients, who regarded intestinal ultrasound as one of the best and useful tools for their health. And it emerged also from a recent French survey on diagnostic tools in IBD. And this is true even and more often when the results of the sonographic investigation is negative. This because an objective reassurance, like instrumental assessment of their disease, sometimes equals the most effective medicine.